Chantu Wright, beginning the visit with John Turner and his son-in-law this Monday, the 26th of August, 74, after supper. Channel 2 Wright and beginning of the visit with John Turner and his son-in-law this Monday, the 26th of August, 74. Channel 2 Wright and beginning of the visit with John Turner and his son-in-law this Monday, the 26th of August, 74. Channel 2 Wright and beginning of the visit with John Turner and his son-in-law this Monday, the 26th of August, 74.
So you had a big bait of those peas.
Yes, well, I went back and got some of them peas.
You figured it's gonna be too long to wait around.
No, just figured we could go back and do a little wake around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry he wasn't in when y'all came.
Still.
And I thought, well, you'd wait around here a little while, and
yes, ma'am.
But you'd rather.
I carried that girl a mess of peas too. Oh, that colored girl filthy. It was got them little chillers. It was raised them little
chillers. Oh, around the corner.
Yes, and ran on out to the highway and looked like they had a wreck over there or something. A little bug, one of them little Volkswagen.
Oh.
And another car looked like it had hit it. It was bent all up.
You mean on the back road?
Where you're coming out from Micanopy there.
Yeah.
That old road come out from Micanopy.
Yeah.
Looked like that bug pulled out there in front of that car to me. I don't know.
That's after you left here?
Sure. It was all bent up.
Well, I don't know how they keep from getting more bent up.
You're right.
You drive one of those little ones, Henry?
No, ma'am.
That's your car, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I tell you, it's a good thing we don't have any hay down with this rain up.
It sure is rough, ain't it? Yes, it's raining every day, huh?
Are they your peas?
Yes, ma'am. That's some of them. I took a little push fly and raised them there around the house.
Oh. What are they, black eyes?
Them pink eyes.
Pink eyes?
Yes, ma'am. Pink eyes, they call them.
John, I never saw any pink eyed ones.
You see any one of them yet?
No, I haven't.
You ought to sure want to look at it. It's just like a black eye, but it got a pink eye.
I didn't know there was one kind of pea until I came down here, and there's a lot of different kinds.
It sure is. That's a pink eye. Then the other is a knuckle-hole crowd of that big long one. It'd be the same color, that, but the liquor turned brown when it cooked, and it turned brown. But them there see just like the ears. They see it white just like a black eye.
Oh, those knuckle. Oh, yeah. Well, is there a purple pea?
Just a crowder. Yeah.
Oh, that's a crowder.
Yes.
And then is that the same as a cream pea?
No. I got a few of the cream crowders. I got about two rows of them. They're full of little peas, but they ain't full out yet. The cream crowder, they call them.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have...
They'll grow about that long.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have one that you like better than the other?
I love them black eyes when they're young. I really do.
You think they?
Yeah. And them acre peas, they're sweet. You know them little acre peas.
Yeah.
I like them pretty good, but I'll tell you the truth, I'd turn them down for a black eye. I love them old black eyes.
What do you like with them?
A little bit of ham hocks or a little piece of smoked bacon cooked in them. I can eat that.
And some cornbread.
Oh, my. Cornbread. Mm-hmm. Little grits or either rice. It don't make no difference. And I'm gone.
That's all you need.
Yes, ma'am.
Eat that about every day, can't you?
Yes, and I can eat it right alone. My wife had a pot of peas cooked the other night, and I got a rain tonight. And she said, what you doing? I said, I'm getting the second supper.
Are the peas any better now than they used to be?
Yeah, they good now. They eat better too. But you can't get none harder. How you doing?
What time? When you used to raise peas, was it good down now?
Yes.
Better?
Yes, sir. I'll tell you the truth, them kind of peas like I brought you, them things was raised any time of the year in there.
Really?
Yes, but them brothers won't make
that off, eh?
Them corn peas and black eyes, they don't make good enough in the hot weather. But them others I'm telling you about, like them I brought you, they make
no,
the
hot. No, water. It just dripping, it don't hurt anything.
But they'll make them in the hot weather.
You need that light.
What you representing, the turnips and the onions? I asked him, he representing the onions and the turnips?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to have some of them.
It's your right now, they did go good.
Black-eyed was about the only kind we used to have in the old days.
You're right. Yes, sir. And the old, what do you call them old peas now? Old hobo wheels. You ever heard tell of them?
No, they pretty good.
Yes, sir. They're pretty good pea, too.
Yeah. what color are they?
They're speckled. The pea would be in the hole, would be speckled all over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you plant them, anytime?
And plant them almost any time of the year. My granddaddy used to throw them.
Throw
them and cut the track, run the tractor through there. And people go out there and pick peas all over that place. That's the guy.
Do not pay any attention to
them. Don't do nothing. Just throw them, just like it do throwing oats. That's the way you used to raise them.
Well, I think that's what Isaiah done over here.
Yes.
No, I guess they is in rows, see?
Yeah.
And he had some peas over here. There's great big sort of cream-colored peas.
That's right.
What's they?
That's what them are, knucklehugs. They call them knucklehug crowders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were good.
Yeah, he didn't pick them peas none that much, neither did he. I seen mighty heap of them out there dried up.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah. I think the grass.
Yeah, old Johnson grass, ain't it?
Old Johnson grass
got
too high.
Got up too high.
You know, nobody wanted to get out that much.
You plant this land around here, you got to stick with it. You got to go there and work it. You got to stay there. You can't run, leave it and say, I'm going back the next week.
if you do, you can't find it.
That's right.
Nobody wants to go in there and pick it, do they?
They sure is. Like a fella got a peanut patch over there. He told me to go in there and get me some peanuts. I'm scared to walk through there. And weeds high that post there. And beggar weeds.
Yeah.
Man, that place is a mess.
Yeah. And beggar weeds and them Spanish needles.
Oh, man, don't say nothing. Beggar weeds be stinging you all in the face sometimes. You can't walk through that place.
Yeah.
He planted them peanuts and he ain't dug a quarter of them. But they wouldn't work.
Oh, really?
Sure right. He just lose all of that. Peanuts was in there, wasn't it?
Hell yeah,
it
was in there.
It was in there, ain't no joke. But I'm scared. I was scared to even walk through there. All them high bushes.
There wouldn't nobody go in there.
No. They pick about 10 or 12 rows on the edge out of about 5 acres.
Why, John?
That's all.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, a man can just about get along on peas. He got plenty and a candy.
Yeah, sure right.
I could eat a few peas about every day if I could get them.
Yeah, sure.
Well, he's brought us some.
Don, how do you, just eat peas or you have to mix them up with something?
Yeah, I eat them in grits, a little rice, a little grits, and go on. I have a little piece of meat in them, that ham hock or a little piece of smoked bacon or something. Man.
Yeah.
You eat too much, if you start to sit down too long.
That's the truth. You got to push back, haven't you?
Yes. I pushed back the other night and went on and cleaned up and went to bed. And I got in the bed and I thought I eat up. Wife said, what you doing in there? I said, I'm eating the second supper. Got some more peas.
Don't tell me.
Yes, sir.
You like them that good, Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
It's really good.
You mean he got up and went back to eat some more?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's all right. As long as you like as long as you can eat what you eat what you got.
That's right.
You're all right, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Rachel, you don't eat up all your pills, huh?
John, you know, I sure have. Have you still got some?
It's a few more on the trees. It still will. There's a few more on the trees.
You know, them pears don't last long. They just sort of...
They sure will.
Well, I forgot. I sure could have used some
everybody,
more.
Everybody comes along, seems to...
They sure do.
Take a big helping.
Yes, sir.
You know, we like them better than anything, John.
Sure, right.
We just stew them down with a little sugar. They don't take much sugar.
They sure don't. They pretty good pears without it. Yes, sir. They sure will.
Now, that's something. That is indeed.
I thought that whole 2 acres I got in there ain't nothing but pear trees. Got them in rows like orange grove. My plant down between there, peas and doing stuff.
Yeah.
Greens and all like that down between them rows. I ain't
but
got
this
no
year,
bad.
The weather got you.
Yeah, that cold.
That cold got
you. Got them pears, yeah. Ain't had a third. Ain't had but about a quarter of a crop of pears this time.
Well, what can you do about that cold weather? You see, it's warm, and they come out.
You know what? Every one of them full of blooms now.
Full of blooms now?
Them pear trees are full of blooms.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard of anything like that.
They sure is. They're full of blooms now.
Well, they haven't
got any
sense, have they?
Sure ain't. They something coming directly going to cut them down before they get on there good.
Well, they're not blooming for next year, are they?
No, they're blooming for the fall.
Yeah.
Gonna make a fall crop.
Soon they get about that this side, that cold will be there to kill them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, that's a shame. It gets them stay off a little bit.
Sure, right. It sure is.
Would they make two crops a year?
Sometimes. It's like this year, they bloom in the second time. I had them do that once before. We got a few of the pears before.
Oh, really?
Sure did.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll make it this time because they're getting on the way up in the year. Reckon what make that? All that heat and rain, eh?
Yeah.
Huh.
You ought to see the grass out here.
Yeah.
You think you can't hardly walk.
Very good.
It rains, it just keeps little old rains, and every now and then it rains a good rain.
It sure do. That's
right. The way it is over at your house?
Yeah, sir. It rained a good one, then it rained just enough to keep it, look like keep it from drying out, no.
Yeah.
But over there, that dry sand, that's the sand, will suck it up pretty quick. Stay 2 days or three fair. There won't be no water no way around there. You can't hardly find no marsh to do it. It ain't got no bottom to it. It just go right on down in that sand. Had a clay bottom or something like gumbo in there.
Yeah.
It would be good. A little rock or something like that. That sand, drink it up.
You know John Palmer?
Yes, sir.
You know what happened to him?
He had a heart attack. I went in the store the other day to buy my children some school clothes, and I didn't see him, so I wouldn't say nothing much. I thought maybe he had gone out to somewhere on a vacation or something, you know. But when I met a man down there yesterday, he told me, he said, that man had a heart attack. So he stayed in the hospital 2 weeks. And he got out, and I ain't walking with a stick. And be wobbling about the fall when they walk with the stick.
I went over there to see him.
Yeah.
It had been a month.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
I didn't know till day before yesterday.
We sat around there, and you know how it is. A sick man always does the talking.
That's right.
Entertains.
He's full of fun. He always was.
Well, he talked around a little bit, and then he got off on that. I said, John, what happened to you? And he started telling me.
Yeah.
He said, it's closing time.
Yeah.
And he says the man hadn't come for that Corinne girl.
Yeah.
And he was back at the counter there. And he says something hit him.
Yeah, goodness.
He said he couldn't hardly stand up. He just barely got to that chair and sat down.
Sure.
And he told about it, everything happened.
Yeah.
Well, that Corinne girl, her husband, sometimes he gets in, sometimes he don't.
That's right.
Depends on how much he's had.
That's right.
And so John took her home.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. When he got there, that's what his sister said. He said that's the only thing that saved him.
Oh, goodness.
Because he kept having heart attacks.
Oh.
His heart kept giving trouble. But it happened that her sister, her aunt, or somebody over there was a nurse.
Sure.
And she come out there and seen him, and she knew what happened. And she went in and got some of that pills that you give.
Yes.
Nitroglycerin, whatever it is.
Sure.
And that kept him going. And then she got that fella out there, and John laughed, and he says, we went 20 miles an hour, and then sometimes we went 40 miles an hour. We pulled up there, and he says, they come out there and got me, and they didn't even ask my name.
Yeah, sure. Mm, sure was.
They put him on that table and hit some wires on
him. Oh, yeah, man. You're right. He can latch you down and put you on there and roll you in there.
Yeah, and he told about the next 3 or 4 days till he got tired talking. And
yeah.
He had that attack. The next night he had another one. And the next night he had another one.
And they hit him. Yeah, sure. Huh. Hey, that's
a lie. I thought he's healthy.
He leaves so full of fun that you couldn't hardly tell nothing whether he was sick or nothing. Looked like a young fella, just always frisky. He sure
always.
Was.
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
that's
yeah just tumbling around and whistling and going and talking. Yes, sir. And he tell me, he said, I live over there in a rabbit pen. So he asked me whether I move over there ready 3 years. Say, I live over there in a rabbit pen. Call the sister a rabbit pen. He's a mess.
Yeah.
Come on over here where you can get something to eat. Move out of that rabbit pen. That's what he tell me all the time.
Why did he call it a rabbit pen?
Call it a rabbit pen. Oh, there's a sister call that the rabbit pen.
Because ain't nothing there.
And they said, make rivers that ain't nothing over there to eat or nothing.
The rabbits don't eat it all.
Yeah, man. They tickled me.
Well, let me tell you, I never been to Anthony before.
Ain't?
No. And that's a pretty little place.
Yeah, Anthony is built up good. It's Hill Hill. But down at the Oaks, there's another place built up pretty good. You know where that is, don't
you? Yeah.
It's still there. Keep on, they'll have it John and O'Killer. Oaks.
You sure will.
Mm-hmm. You seen that?
Back of
where I live. All that big orange grove back in, that big pathway with it back in. They done put a 4-lane highway down into that little pond. So they got fillers and or trailer houses and things. Think they make a town out there.
Behind where you live?
Right across from the back of my house. Today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think they make a town in there.
Just bring a brand new town.
You're right. You pushed up about 4 rows of them orange trees all the way through there. Push them up with the bulldozer and push them in a pile and burn them.
Yeah.
All them oranges was on them trees and just pushed all that up.
Oh, that makes you sick.
You're right. He said he don't want to hear about no more orange grove.
Uh-huh.
He said he don't want to hear nothing about no more orange grove.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. So don't tell him about the orange tree at all. Mr. Powell Crosby.
Oh.
They don't tell him about the orange tree. He don't want to hear about it.
He'd heard all he wants to about orange tree.
Give it to his son. He told his son he can worry about it if he want to. He ain't worrying about no more orange tree. He don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
They left up to him, he'd push them all up.
Too much work.
It must be. Like things is now, nah, can he say too much labor now?
Too much labor.
Suppose he done got on up in age, he ain't worrying about nothing.
Yeah.
He's on up there.
Well, they don't give him away though.
No, they sure won't. Looks like he'll give somebody them orange trees to get him out of there.
Yeah.
You know, you could transplant them, and they'd have made good oranges.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but he didn't. He pushed them up with that bulldozer and just cut them all up and pushed them in the pile on it.
They're all full.
Burn them up.
Just think what he could have done, giving them if he could.
Yes, right. Yes, right.
But, John, you need a little equipment.
Yeah.
You travel too light.
Yeah. You're right.
You see, if you'd been right there ready, you'd gone over and got them groves, them trees, and put them out.
You're right.
Brought him over here and put him out.
That's right. Would have been gone then, wouldn't it? stick them in this kind of land, it'd make. It sure would. Yeah. Wouldn't stumble neither.
Cross to get them.
It don't be that bad here, do it?
Well, they've got them around here.
Yeah. I see some nice looking groves over back down this road here.
Yeah.
But they have to have those heaters.
Sure. Ain't none on that side of you, up there?
Right up there, yeah.
If they get them all the way around you there, you wouldn't need no heaters.
No.
No, wouldn't.
And you down below them here,
yeah,
you wouldn't need no heaters. You get as much good as they would get.
Just let it come on down.
That's right. You get just as much good out of their heaters as they'd get. Because when that smoke go up and that wind be coming from the north, it got to come this way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hadn't thought about that.
I'm telling
you. I could have had it right on this side.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Well, confound. Well, what do you know?
Yeah, sure. You wouldn't have had the fire yours at all.
Yeah.
That's when you fire here, that'll take care of yours. That smoke will come right on this way.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's the way the wind comes from.
Yeah, that's where you get your orange tree to live, and they'd would look worse than yours.
Yeah.
That's right. But they gotta have that heat under there, that tend them up.
Yeah.
Like if you fire them this year, and you miss firing them the next year when that cold comes, it'll kill them.
Oh.
That tend to them trees up. But if you put out a grove and don't never fire it, it'll stand more cold than his grove.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He ought to have a little tract of land over there next to him.
Sure, right. That's right.
Well, I live right next to him about half a mile, ain't
it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, half. About a quarter.
Mm-hmm, about a quarter
of a mile. I could call you and you there, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see, I got land over here, but he's too far away.
Yeah.
He could put him in some oranges, and first one thing and another.
Yeah.
And then come November, he can start picking his own trees.
Yeah, right. I had them starting in my place there, but it got them. I had all that place in oranges and grapefruits and tangerines, navel oranges and all like that. That cold come in one time, it's dead one year, and the next year, oh my goodness, it ruined me.
Yeah.
I paid a heap of money for them trees that I had then, too.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. I bought them from McLeod Fruit Company. I was wicked, and I bought them trees from them. And I sure did, out of their nursery.
Yeah.
They're a small tree, but they had oranges on them, you know, when I bought them.
Yeah.
And I let them stay there about 2 years, and that year that cold come, it got them. I had the pink grapefruit seedless and the white seedless, and then had the Duncan with the seedlings. I had all such as that all through there.
Well, that's a shame.
So I backed up then after all them got down. I went through the grove. He had pear trees in his grove. I couldn't switch it off, and the fellow was laughing at me. The old crazy thing, what you gonna do with them old switches? I said, I'm gonna stick them out. So you be dead, man, for them. Now they come around begging for pears. I said, I'm dead. They laugh at me when I was putting them pear trees out.
Well, that's one time you used your head, ain't it?
I sure did.
John, they're not very old then, are they?
No, ma'am.
Well, can you get switches off of these and put them
out? I can cut switches right over them. I got some nine buckets there. You want some?
Switches?
Nine buckets. They about like that. Gotta mean them buckets.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, John, unless you over here, nobody gonna take care of them. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Now, if you stay over here part of the time, stay over there part of the time, you see, where you'll be right handy.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know how you could manage that, you see. When you're so far off, you just—it's just hard to get around to everything, ain't it?
Sure is. This is you just got to say I'm awake right here. A whole week. Then you go to the other place and say I'll stay here a week, and then I'll go back the next week, and just keep it going.
Yeah.
You got to keep it going. If you don't, it's why it'll get you.
Well, now you see what happened that. When you was over here that summer, you had to be so many places.
Yeah, I was waiting for that man over here on the two.
You had a hard time getting around.
Oh, did. I had to run and run and run. And not all that running, I didn't get nowhere hardly.
Are you working over there now?
No, he called me this morning and asked me would I help him put up a fence. He want to put that up now, though, before time to start the plant or anything. He want me to help him put up a little old fence. How about when you have that road down there, so you're coming in your lane, a little old fence he want me to help him put up. It won't take long to do that.
Well, that just, if you got something going on, that just sort of interrupts you.
That's right. But if that man got that, there's a man over here, somebody got a big tractor. A big tractor. Just break up land. He break land for people. I don't know how much he charge an acre. He used to charge $4, but I imagine it's going up way up now after the fuel and things. He went up. He got something to break land, don't care how hard it is.
Yeah.
That's the biggest tractor you most ever seen there.
Over here?
Yeah, he's still over here somewhere, right in McIntosh, somewhere up in there.
Oh, yeah.
I forget his name, no. He break land for people. You once get the land broke right, then you can cultivate it. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
But you got to get it broke right. You can't just plunder with it.
Well, I found out one thing, that little old two-plow system that I use there, it don't do much good.
No.
It just sort of halfway breaks it.
Yeah. A distiller what it needs, really. On land like that, up there where I was, it need a distiller.
Yeah.
It wouldn't count that gumbo.
No, it needs a good good heavy disc plow.
That's right.
And then you'd see a big difference.
You're sure right.
And now, you see, this is past the main growing season, and them old, I don't think them old weeds would hurt you so much.
The old coffee weeds?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be there by the time you get ready to see you. If you're getting ready for the spring, you're starting about no later than November or December, and you break their land. Then when you break that land, when time comes to plant it, you run over with a little tantal harrow. Then you freak off and plant it, you go ahead and plant it.
That's right.
But
and then you, coffee weeds come in fairly late.
That's right.
You can go ahead and plant your what you're going to plant.
That's right.
And it'll be pretty well long before they start.
That's right. And now if the thing ain't wicked, then they can't do nothing. They can't get away from you then.
Now that old Johnson grass, it comes early.
It'll wake on you.
It comes early as anything else.
It sure do.
But them old coffee weeds, they don't.
No, sir. There.
Well, the big thing is that whatever anybody would is, as you say, is to get heavy equipment to break it up with.
That's right. Then you can take something light and keep it clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say that. That up there would be such good sweet potato land.
It sure would, now.
That all that clay.
It'll grow them kind of peas I was telling you about. It'll grow them so that you couldn't get them.
And they wouldn't be too hard to put out, would they?
And you wouldn't have to buy all that high priced fertilizer for them. They'll sell for $6 a crate.
If you get somebody to pick them.
We get them picked. We had to pay about $1 a crate to pick them.
How many times you pick them? Depending on the season, don't it?
They picked them out. I don't know how many times.
It was three or four times.
Four times, one patch,
yeah.
And the other patch they picked it three times.
Mm-hmm.
And the man turned his cows in there.
Yeah.
And a pea dead in. Right,
still peas left in there.
I mean, some peas left in there. And that man would send that big truck out there and he'd load it out and he'd go. Next day he'd load it out and it would go.
Yeah.
I mean, they're picking some peas. Not no little bit of peas. You plant them kind of peas, they turn out. They don't play.
let me tell you what's happened. I can't keep these machines going now. I haven't got a mechanic. Ain't any mechanic I can get.
Hey. You got one, ain't you? Ain't you a mechanic?
Yeah, I can do pretty good on tracks and stuff like that.
I know one thing, when my truck get out of fixing my car, he come in and put points in it and everything.
Well,
he knew all of that. He knew how to do all of that. I know that.
Let me tell you, that thing out there, at least Alex Chalmers, it's got something in that ignition somehow or other, in the ignition system. I got the motor on it. And it won't pull until it warms up. And I put it in low gear. And it takes, now tonight it took a long time. It took 10 minutes before it warmed up.
Yeah.
And all at once it began pulling.
It's burning diesel or gas? Was it burning gas? It burning gas? Well, I seen your points. Spark plug bad on it.
And that little Ford, it's running now, but it's sort of temperamental. It takes mechanic to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. I've been gas soon on it.
And I don't have a soul over here now. I used to have this fellow over here buying Hill Shell at the Shell station.
Yeah.
He'd work on them, but he won't work on them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What he does, I take them over and he lets them set over there 3 or 4 days, and I go over there to get them, not finished, you see.
He won't work on it.
He just got so much to do.
That's it. You leave you off and be working on something else.
He tell me to bring it over. He says, bring it right over. I got a place for you.
Yeah, but it's been gas there. I can fix on it.
But 3 or 4 days later, it don't.
Stop it doing the same thing again, eh?
3 or 4 days later, he hadn't touched it, you see.
He sat there all the time.
Just sat there.
Sit there. Your work need to be done, and the tractor's sitting up there.
Yeah, let it sit out in the rain. Of course, he hadn't got no place to put it. Last time I took it over there, there was 3-inch rain.
Yeah,
that's
that
out there. No, nothing.
Hold a gauze pipe or nothing.
Nothing.
I think it's bad on a tractor like that. You know, when you got that stack open and it ran down in there, that's bad on a tractor.
Yeah, I had one and it rained in it once, and we had a time with it.
Yeah, that makes it hard to start too, because that water goes out in the piston. It's hard to crank.
Well, what's he gonna do with it, John?
Reckon he got work, I reckon. You want to work too or do something.
You going to keep the tractors running.
And want to plant a little place or something with you, or the house by itself, or either one, it don't make no difference. Say you'll rent a piece of land for you, because you would rent him a piece.
Does he have a tractor?
No.
No, I don't have a tractor.
Well, I thought you had a tractor over there.
No, no. That tractor I had, I went and sold that tractor. You know I told you I sold mine. He ain't got no tractor.
Well, I thought you was figuring on one or else had one.
You was figuring on getting one, but you ain't got it yet.
What's the matter?
The money.
What they want? How much they want?
$800.
Is it worth it?
Huh. Listen,
is it worth it?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
He told me he didn't want to use it but this time too much to keep Ronnie's place cut out. He got a little tractor and said he didn't need that bigger. It's a international. A farmer one, he told him.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And it's a big one?
It's between a bigger and a little one.
Slow?
Slow? That's a powerful little tractor. It's a one row. But you can turn it around to a two row if you wanted to let it out to a two row. But I'd rather just stay a one row.
Yeah.
I'd rather just stay like, yeah. If I gotta use it, I'd rather just stay a one row. And he said he'll give you the cultivator with it. There's nothing else.
Cultivators.
That's for keeping it plowed, keeping things plowed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else do you need? What would you plant with?
And you got planters?
Well, those things? Dirt doppers?
Yeah, that's right. He said, give me a planter with that thing. He said, give me the cultivator and the planter. $800.
Yeah.
And the tractor. And it got new tires on it. Back and front.
Yeah.
He didn't do nothing with it but run right around in the yard, around that one shop. That's all he do with it.
And it wants how much?
$800.
Well, how when you have to pay him?
I don't know. I ain't arranged that with him. He up there to stalks, so that's where he is. You know his stalks? I hold on to him all last winter, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Now that's what you need, that little that little cultivator tractor.
You're right.
See, this little Ford, it ain't much good for that.
No.
You got that cultivator frame and it just gets in your way.
Yes, right.
That'd be better than this little Ford, wouldn't it, Henry?
Yes, I think it would.
Why don't you trade with him?
Sir?
Why don't you be a trade with him for it?
Well, I don't have that one to trade.
Well,
I
trade well, if you don't pay for it, you can come get the tractor.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you ain't going to eat it or anything.
I told him I wanted the tractor. He told me he ain't got to give me the first break at it. So I reckon I better go to getting up me some money and go up there and tell him I got to have the tractor.
Yeah.
If
you
I don't
can,
get it,
you
don't
can
get
pay
it
for it with what you can make out here.
I know it. Then have money left. Spending money.
You can
left.
Always sell that tractor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to sell that tractor if you had it, would you?
I sure wouldn't. I surely wouldn't if I had a good one.
If that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Now, how'd you get it back and forth?
Back and forth? I'm going to leave it here. What am I going to do? Leave it over here. You can't it back and forth.
Yeah.
You get your weight, then get your crop bait, then you can, you'll be through with it for a while, then you can rest.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
That sounds more like it, John, with all this land around here.
You're right.
You had something to work it.
You're right. What are you gonna plan?
What am I gonna plan? I was gonna put in a pretty good crop this last spring, John, and I got down the back, and then the latest thing I got down my knee, got rheumatism in my knee.
Yeah.
I can't hardly get up.
Yeah. But you get them early peanuts, you got money too, you know that? That's money in them.
Yeah.
That's money in them things.
Yeah.
You can raise two crops of them a year. The second crop won't bring you much money. That first crop will bring you money.
Yeah.
When you put it in early.
That's right. You're starting February, don't be no late in that. The planting. In February. You plant them then and you get $10 a bushel for them. You get $10 a bushel for them. You had to pay about $2 to get them picked. $2 a bushel. You can count some money. You can right quick with them peanuts.
Yeah, but the beauty of peanuts is you don't. You can just take the time.
How that?
They're not like strawberries. You don't have to just pick them or else they get too ripe.
Yeah, they'll get too ripe.
Mm-hmm.
They get too ripe. Them scallops, if you land them in the ground, like it's raining now in the hot weather, they'll sprout.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's not.
It'll sprout on you. It's full, gets so full that it'll bust and sprout out.
Yeah.
You think they could make another crop.
What's the earliest they'd come in? You put, when would you put them in? About middle of March?
February.
February? And then if it knocks them back, you can put them in again?
No, no. Ain't gonna kill them. It'll, the coal will come up in Cobra Coal, cut all that top off, it will. You will keep steady plowing. After a while, you're looking, you say, yeah, you're gonna plant them peanuts over again.
Yeah.
Come right back out.
Is that right?
You kill them things.
Well, when will they come on then?
Let me see, February, March. You pick them in April.
Well, that's pretty early, isn't it?
You pick them in April.
That's for the weeds starting.
That's right.
Oh, John, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
You pick them in April. Then as you pick that crop, you can run right back over and break it up and plant again, and you get $5 or $6 a crate for what you have there. You can rear two crops of them a year. And them old big peas, you can rear two crops of them a year. You want to go add something with ants, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money and make a little money. Yeah, unless you're a heavy hitter now. You a heavy hitter, so plant all the whole place in watermelon.
That's right. That's what you're talking
about. You lose your hat then.
Yeah.
You lose then, you're done.
Yeah, you lose then, you're
done. Them watermelons will sow you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sold with them. I had 12 acres one time. Oh, I'm going to get rich. The man come along and offer me $1,000 an acre for the watermelon. How crazy thing. Oh, no, I'm going to make more money than that. And you know I didn't take a truckload of watermelon out that season?
And you were offered $1,000
an acre. I sure will.
Well, that might have just been what sent you off, John, if you'd got $1,000 an acre for them melons.
Yeah, I should have took it, but the man coming in over to me, the watermelon just is pretty old or pretty as vine and things.
Yeah.
And all at once it come that drought. And when that drought struck them, why, that got it.
And you didn't have little irrigation?
They ain't had no irrigation or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And there I go. Down the drain, all that fertilizer and stuff I had put out there. I didn't get nothing. Truckload, didn't get a truckload of watermelon.
Yeah.
One little truck.
Yeah.
One little short jog.
Yeah.
And the man was leaving with me, he leave me with the bag to hold. I had to get up on one street and pick on you and pay for that fertilizer. I ain't joking. No, that ain't no joke. I'm gonna tell the truth. That's your
I imagine you did. That's a powerful lot of fertilizer you had bought.
Yeah, I bought it from McLeod Packing House too, because I bought it for him.
Yeah.
And I went on up there and I had to pick some on you to pay for that fertilizer. Me and my little children.
Yeah.
And the other man leave me with the bag to hold. He's going to even New York. He moved to New York. Sure did.
So you hadn't been planting watermelons then?
Oh, no, I'm kidding.
Good for him,
I don't mind planting a wee little bit, you know, like a little fat, but not too many of them things I'll fool with.
Henry sounded as if he knew what it was to lose money on them, too.
Yes, ma'am.
You can lose quickly on them. But that peanut, you ain't gonna lose to that. If you see they getting too old, all you gotta do is take that track and run right out and plow them up and keep them, and keep them, just let them dry out. You can stack them up right in the field.
Yeah.
Let them stay there. Then you can sell them for seed. That seed's so high, I tell you, you can sell them for seed and get more money out of them than you would sell them green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something you can harvest like that is all right. Them peas is another thing you can harvest, so you can pick them dry and pull them out, and you got plenty of seed. You can sell that seed or leave the planet.
Yeah.
Well, if you fool with something like them watermelons, I'll tell you the truth. It's all right to plant a little space of watermelons, like 5 or 6 acres, something like that. But I wouldn't crowd myself with them. Awesome.
Well, now you gotta have a lot of things you gotta have. Now you take on that watermelon, you gotta have somebody to haul them out of the field for you.
Yes, sir. Somebody to cut them if you
well,
want to haul.
That's right. Sometimes the fellow that hauls them out of the field makes more than you do.
That's what he's gonna do.
That's right.
That's what he's gonna do. That's right. See, in the peanuts, all you gotta do is lay them full of crates and you haul them out of the field.
Yeah.
Leave, they pull them up, pick them off, and leave the crate there full. You ain't got no worry with them peanuts. peas in the full of crate, all you gotta do is go to home, pick them up, and pay them their money. You stupid, that.
I think peas and peanuts about his size.
That's right. Tell you. Now, if you could get sweet potato vines early, that's another good crop.
Yeah.
Plant them on the right side, you make some potatoes.
Up there where it's clay.
That's right. I had a little patch of potatoes. I ain't told you all the fun. You know the day me and my wife come out and brought the pears.
Yeah.
All right. We went on in the game. I had about 12 rows of potatoes. I come back. And potatoes on the nearby, big as that deal. And I come back to hog and root them all up, but just a few hills. And just bit off the potatoes.
Why, John?
The hog got out and done. One old black hog I got there got out and done all that while I was gone. I told the children, why don't y'all been look around here and seen that hog? Remember, I mean, ruined that little patch of potatoes I had there. I had some nice ones.
Oh, that's a shame.
And he sure did. He ruined me on them potatoes there. Man, a hog will ruin you. If you ain't got a hit, now if I'd have had a great big place, he wouldn't have hurt me that bad, but I just had that little small place, man.
And he knew that potatoes.
He found them.
And he just waited till you all got off the game.
That's right. I went on the game of the pedal that day. And he, man, he looked every hill there. He just leave one or two hills. I don't see how he missed them.
And he got out while you was gone.
While I was in game. Then I come back home. I didn't know he was out then. I heard the dog bark. I said, now what that dog barking at out there? A snake or something? I look out there, he was done going over there in another about two or three more rows I had over there, late ones. He over there, that's a rookie. Man, I put something on him.
Ooh, I bet you did.
I put some poop on him.
Oh, did you?
He ain't got out no more sense.
You know better?
He won't get out. He started afraid. But I always kept me a dog. I had some dogs that make a hog break back in the pen when he get out.
Oh.
And finally somebody stole one of them, car killed them.
Oh.
And they'd make a hog go back in the pen. That ain't no joke.
Oh, you lost a good dog not long ago, didn't you?
Yes, and somebody took that one.
Oh, I thought he got run over.
And somebody taking the last one I had was a good one.
Oh, did
they? Yeah. He wasn't nothing but a puppy, he was that tall and had the biggest foot. He was a nice dog. And it looked like a lion. Had that stuff all on him like a, not a lion, a panther.
Oh.
He's a pretty dog. And he's a boy. Somebody stole him. We call him Tiger. That's what we call him, Tiger.
Well, he could be out somewhere and they'd speak to him. He'd go up to him. He's gentle, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you can't, anything you can do about that.
Anybody picked him up and carried him? Because he'd go up to anybody.
Somebody you know?
I believe it was some of them fellas I know. Some of them boys about picked him up.
And then they carried him off?
That's about what happened. The white fella come to my house once. We had a red, I reckon they called him a bloodhound. He was a big, tall dog, but like that. He was young. And he was red all over. He come to my house. He wasn't none of mine. He was a little puppy. And it had the each on him and things. Them little boys of mine got white oil and stuff, put it on him. Got him well. A man come in offering $25 for him. He wouldn't sell him to that man. Finally, one day, the man come back and said, I'll give you $30 for him. He said, boy, I was a joke and said, I'll give you the $25. The boy sold the dog. Sold that.
Yeah.
They're going to take him anyhow.
Yeah.
They're going to steal him. They're going to get him somehow. They're going to get him somehow because they hadn't seen him in the ass about him two or three times.
Might as well get a little
get
money out
of it.
Yeah. You never got anything like that, did you, Henry?
No, sir.
You want to buy some rabbits?
To eat?
No reason.
Oh, John.
You seem to give her a job now.
Yeah. Oh, you have you been over, John?
No.
Debbie's been over.
Yeah.
There. Deb and Rick been over there.
Yeah, they did.
Didn't they see some rabbits over there?
That's right. Some rabbits. That white fella give me a hole, but I wish he could see him.
Yeah.
little old short legs, and he's that there wide across the back. I ain't joking, that wide across the back.
Yeah.
And as long as this table there. Across,
my gosh.
That's the prettiest little thing you want to see. When he gave him to me, I sat him in my truck seat right side and I carried him home. He lay right up there. Little old pig.
Yeah.
He just made a fine hole.
You couldn't kill him.
I don't want, I wouldn't eat none of them. If I'd give, if he'd kill him, I'd know it was him. I wouldn't want him.
No, you wouldn't want
him. And he'll come right on in the house. If you open the door and let him out, he'd come right on up in the house.
Yeah.
Grunting.
Yeah.
I said, uh-uh. It isn't nothing but a pit.
Isn't that something? That's the wrong thing to do if you want to have to,
you're sure right.
Have to butcher him.
No, no, I couldn't bother him. I'd have had to leave there if somebody got to kill him or something.
Yeah.
I'd rather get rid of him than to see him do it.
Sure.
We had a hog one time. John, and he's out from the house there, and every time somebody come out, that hog would start talking to him.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he'd start going, you could hear him way
off. That's that thing to the house, Jordan.
If you'd go over and just sit on the fence, he'd hush.
That's right. That's where them hogs is. That's where they be.
That's the kind of hog you have to sell. You can't eat it.
That's right.
Yeah, you, if you knew it, you wouldn't want to bother you, poor fellow.
John, I don't know what you're going to use for this for the equipment. This, you see, this old stuff I've got here, it ain't any count. That old cultivator bar is so hard to use.
Yeah, it sure is hard to hit something.
It's hard to hit something.
That ain't no joke with that. I had a time with that thing, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
And then didn't do a good job.
No.
Oh.
That crop you made that time, that was the biggest mess. One of the biggest mess I ever saw.
Did you know it, too?
You know, it took me a day or two to mold them coffee weeds, that's the heaviest.
Yeah, that was some bad, that sure is.
After you got out of there.
Sure right, that's a rough. That land never was fixed right. You got to get somewhat heavy enough to do that weight to do it and get it done. And then you can take a light something and do it. That's all to that. Well, if you had a two-blade distiller, it'll go right in there and do that weight just as good with a little track as it would with a big one. But you need that distiller.
Yeah.
And something about going there and hurl it over and sit there trying to pull it like a plow, turn plow, that's too rough.
No, it don't do very good.
No, sir.
That ground up there gets pretty dry in spots.
Yes.
Unless you get it right now, it would work.
Sure, right.
But even so, it'd be better to have a big tractor in there.
That's right.
But you don't know who owns that big tractor.
Well, they told me what that man named, but I clear I done forgot it. But I know what Phil can tell me right where he's staying everything. Sure do. Colored fella told me, he get him to do all of his breaking land.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Mr. What that man name? I run that service station up there. The name? Dick. What his name?
Becker.
Yeah, we run that good rod there in Owen Lake.
He
used to get him to do all of his breaking.
Yeah. He worked for him.
Yes. Used to get that fella to do all his land breaking.
Yeah, if we could get him to do that up there, I've got some more around here that needs cutting. It's so full of that old broom seed.
Yeah, sure.
I'm telling you, once you get the start of that, you've got to cultivate it and keep cultivating.
Sure, right.
That stuff will really grow.
Yeah, sure. And you ain't got nowhere to plant no green? You know them things selling for 50 cents a bunch now?
Yeah.
50 cents for every little bunch. And the people, I'm talking about that, but the man selling for wholesale. They more than that in them places when you go to the market or something, they get them.
Well, you see, you got two places cultivated there, that up there and this little place down there that's an acre and a half down there, you see.
Close to that pond?
Yes, it's right at it.
Sure, really.
Yeah. But you have to make some arrangements that'll work, you know, that machine, the way we did it before, I don't believe it.
No.
Maybe if this fella knew he was going to have a place to make a crop, he'd let you have this tractor. Pay him along.
I'm going to go up there and see
and
him.
Pay
I'm
him along. If he knew you had a, if he knew you were going to work.
I might have to go up there and see him about it. I'm not sure he is.
Well, these tractors got where they won't start half the time. It worries me, and the unit's all right if you can get somebody to work on them.
Yes, he can fix them. You may not believe it, he'll fix it.
Well, sometimes they need to be, you know, in a garage where they can,
that's
you know, mm-hmm. have tools and things.
Yeah. The inspection man sent me back home, I'll go right to him.
Is that right?
And then I go back and go right on to it.
Oh, that's good to have a fellow like that in your family.
You're right. I burned the clutch out of my truck. I didn't tell you about that, did I?
No.
I burned the clutch out of my truck. I let the truck, he said, get the clutch. Oh, I ain't getting no clutch. I'm going to make out. That truck got me off and letting him leave me in the woods. I said, I went and bought the clutch then. Come back then one evening, and I look, he had done put it in that truck or spin them wheels and go where you got to go now.
That's right.
Yes, sir. He put that clutch in there. Brand new one. I just put it in there. How long has that been? About 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks, huh?
About 3 weeks ago. And I got the clutch. It wasn't no time before you had it in.
Where did you get your clutch?
Down to Old Killer, right across from the Coca-Cola plant there. That new place to put him in. Trade the old one in, got, I think it was about $4 discount. Cut off. For the old one. For the old clutch. Wonder what he gonna do with that, fix it over?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, man, he's taking fix him over.
Yeah.
What do you know?
All that old equipment, when you take it off now, you carry it back, and they give you a whole lot of money back.
And they just patch it up?
Yes, ma'am. They fix it
put
back.
Put that new stuff on the sides of it again. The dumb rivets. You remember the old T-Mall in this mall?
Oh, man.
You ever stuff anything under them speed bags? You ever done that?
No.
You used to take that little cover off, you know. Down there with that speed band was in there with your mesh floor in and get that little thing mashed on. We used to take that little pan off and take a piece of your belt or something and run up under there and it wouldn't pull off. Put some on that side and some on that and tighten it back down. Screw it up a little bit and then put that top back on there. The thing dig a hole spin it.
Oh, really?
That's right. You had to use
that
to fix
right?
them. And then you had to
that.
Keep your foot down on that. Instead of you letting your foot up, you had to push your foot down on that.
Yeah.
And you push your foot down, and then you get it to going good, you drop that lever.
Yeah.
And you ain't high then.
Yeah.
And you go to stop, you had to jerk the lever up quick to keep from choking down. That was some terrible old cars. And it had something over here on this side, like that on the side of that steering rod. That was the gas, and that was the spark.
Yeah.
You couldn't, if you give it too much spark, it would be too much. You put it about halfway, and then you could just feed it then.
Oh, yeah.
After the T model.
That's right.
That's before your day, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Then it had an old timer on the front of it. You had to keep that timer with them wires run to it, the old timer. You'd slip that off and a little roller was in there. You'd clean that up and take your little fingernail file and file it out and anything. Slip it back on and go to hitting on all of them. You had a unit that had The little boxes, them little, you seen them, man. Them little units.
Yeah.
He had a There was four of them in the box.
Yeah.
And they get crack up and hit on all four of them. You get it to hitting on all four of them, you got it then.
Yeah.
That one thing was something. That's the first thing I learned to drive, one of them.
Well, that's still good enough, ain't it?
Yeah, sure, it was good.
Yeah.
It really was.
That's
right, Model
T
and
Model A.
Model T.
Just, that's just about as far along as we need to go.
That's right. That's Model A, when they made that, they messed up. You know what they
done?
They made them so good.
Yeah.
They call them old John Henry. They made them so good until they wouldn't make no more of them.
Yeah.
You couldn't wear them out.
Yeah.
Model A's.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that was a mistake because they had to sell some more, didn't
That's
they?
Right. And they couldn't sell no more longer. That thing was running good. That thing, see, them things, you couldn't wear them out. That was John Henry, they called them.
Yeah.
And then they made, you know, they made that old B model the same year they made that Model A. Old B model. You remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was four cylinders.
They getting too much speed when they done that.
Yeah, they got up there and made that on. That was a 29. 29 forward.
Yeah.
That 28 was fast. But then they made that 29, they had to cut the speed on them. You remember that? That thing would have been like an airplane, I reckon, if they had to kept on.
Charlie would.
Yes, sir. They were fast. That was for your time, man.
Mm-hmm.
29 was for your time?
Yeah, man. I was born back in 42.
42?
I was born 42.
You're going to have to get up a little bit, John. For Henry.
You know, in 44, they didn't need no cars.
They didn't?
Mm-mm. In 45. 46, they started back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I thought they made cars in 44 and things like that.
No, they didn't.
Didn't.
No.
Well,
they
just
made
Jeeps.
That's right.
And no.
They didn't need no cars then. Henry, you didn't know that. You was too young.
He's just 2 years old. He didn't know.
That's right. Yes, sir. And all them cars that they had already made, they'd call them that, but they wouldn't. They made them the same year.
Already the same year.
So they didn't make none of them 2 years.
Yeah.
44, 45, mm-hmm. 46 to come back.
Yeah.
Made that 46 full.
46
full. And then to start back. And nobody couldn't buy them then, but the big men would have these big packing houses and groves and things. They had a mess of it going in there. I can remember way back then, man.
Yeah.
I remember I was a little boy, about 4 years old. I crawled up under my mama's head on that big old stove with that thing up there, you'd push it shit, you know? You know them ovens, we call it. And I crawled up under there and that thing fell across my back. I reckon that's some of what healed my back today. And I couldn't get one up under that thing.
Man,
I crawled up under there, you know, little, you know how little children is. That stove fell across my back. And I imagine that summer would make my back worry me.
She probably had it hiked up there on a brick or something.
That's it. I believe it was a brick under that thing.
And you knocked it off, and away she comes.
The leg come out, I think it was one under it. The leg
fell
out from under it.
Yeah.
That thing fell on me, and I couldn't get one under there. When I did get one under there, I was waiting, but I wouldn't let her know it. You know how children is.
Yeah.
She put little nanny man on me and thing and rubbed me after she found it out. Got all right, sort of all right, I reckon. And I believe that someone would be in my bag today.
Yeah.
So I was just crawling around there. You know how little children is, thing. Went up under that stove. I went wrong that time.
Yeah, you sure did. You did.
But you got along with your back for a long time, John.
Sure right, though. Yes, sir.
You could do a lot of lifting.
Is that what holds you?
I can't lift now like I used to.
Yeah.
The doctor told me to don't lift nothing, no heavy in a bucket of water, but sure, the doctor, I had a weight. He said I didn't have the 25% of life left, even when I had double pneumonia. I had double pneumonia and took the relapse with.